Good morning, everyone. This is Graham, and we're reading today Genesis chapter 43, verses 23 to 34. "It's all right," he said. "Don't be afraid. Your God, the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks. I received your silver." Then he brought Simeon out to them. The steward took the men into Joseph's house, gave them water to wash their feet, and provided fodder for their donkeys. They prepared their gifts for Joseph's arrival at noon, because they had heard that they were to eat there. When Joseph came home, they presented to him the gifts they had brought into the house, and they bowed down before him to the ground. He asked them how they were, and then he said, "How is your aged father you told me about? Is he still living?" They replied, "Your servant, our father, is still alive and well," and they bowed down, prostrating themselves before him. As he looked about and saw his brother Benjamin, his own mother's son, he asked, "Is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Deeply moved at the sight of his brother, Joseph hurried out and looked for a place to weep. He went into his private room and wept there. After he had washed his face, he came out and, controlling himself, said, "Serve the food." They served him by himself, the brothers by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with Hebrews, for that is detestable to Egyptians. The men had been seated before him in the order of their ages, from the firstborn to the youngest, and they looked at each other in astonishment. When portions were served to them from Joseph's table, Benjamin's portion was five times as much as anyone else's, so they feasted and drank freely with him. Well, we're working our way through the Joseph story, which runs from chapter 37 through to the end of Genesis, and it's a wonderful and gripping story. It's very well written, and it's a story about a family. It's a story that involves favoritism and jealousy and rivalry and lots of other stuff as well. And here Joseph is kind of testing his brothers to see if there's any trace of the old jealousy and resentment towards him. And he seats them in order of age, which they notice, they find that astonishing, they wonder what's going on. And he gives Benjamin, who is his full brother, they have the same mother, he gives Benjamin so much more than his other brothers. Again, he does this to see how they will react, to see whether they've changed or grown, matured during his years of absence in Egypt. And it's important to remember that through the ins and outs and the ups and downs of Joseph's family life here, God is at work. It's not just a human story, it's God's story. God is working to preserve his people through a time of famine. And in preserving his people, he's preserving his great promise that runs through the book of Genesis and indeed through the rest of the Bible. And God is at work in and through all of that. He's working out his purpose through ordinary, fallible people, just like us. Father, we thank you for this wonderful story here in Genesis, and thank you that behind the scenes, Lord, behind the relationships between father and son, relationships between various family members, Lord, they didn't get everything right, and nor do we get everything right. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the forgiveness which is ours through Jesus. And Father, we pray for your love and compassion to be at work in our own families. Lord, you know the various situations in each of our families, Lord, the difficulties, the concerns that we have. Lord, we lift these things, these people, our families, up to you. And we pray, Lord, that you would work for good in and through our families. Amen.